episode 256. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. What is hurting your ability to code? I asked my son this recently, and he said his biggest frustration was syntax. If you share the same frustration, then I have something to help. It's a way of learning that I've found effective and that I use in my classes. But I'm also going to start highlighting it more because it's a small thing that's easily overlooked. I discovered this technique on my own many years ago when learning to speak another language, and I've naturally included it in my programming classes without even thinking about it. The whole technique is based on opposites. What do I mean by that? Well, we learn best when we can associate new ideas with something we already know. Just look at a common and effective way that memory experts use to remember long sequences of unrelated items. They start with a framework of things they already know very well. This could be rooms in your house, and going through those rooms, you pick out certain features or aspects of each room that you already know in your mind when you think of that room. All you need to do is get these room features in a certain order. Maybe you can start with the room you first enter each day after coming home and visit each room and feature in order. Once you have this order, it's easy to remember it because it's something we're familiar with and are exposed to every day. It's almost impossible to forget. Then, to remember other things, you just take the first thing you want to remember and associate it somehow with the first thing from your house. By making the associations clear and vivid and hopefully strange or outlandish, then it will also stand out in your memory. The whole point is that it really helps when you have something to associate a new idea with. If you just try to learn a bunch of new ideas in isolation, then you'll quickly forget. It takes a lot of time and effort to learn by dry memorization only. Now, I'm not suggesting that you learn how to program by linking programming topics to things in your house, although maybe that's not such a bad idea after all. What I encourage you to do is to learn by pairing things together into opposites. I found that when I was learning a new language, it helped to remember the word for up by also remembering the word for down. In a way, what I was doing was grouping things together so they had their own associations. I found that you can do the same thing with programming. Take syntax, for example. My son said something as simple as when to use parentheses versus curly braces can be confusing, especially during written tests when there's no computer to help. My advice when you find yourself in this situation is to try learning the confusing parts together. Compare them and learn how they relate to each other. I think this leads to better results than learning topics in isolation. It gives you hooks that will improve your memory because you can let the topics reinforce each other instead of fighting with each other. The C++ language uses and reuses symbols, such as parentheses, for different purposes. For example, you can use parentheses to declare a method and to call a method, to group expressions, and to initialize variables. Let's say you already know how to use parentheses to call methods when you learn that they can be used to initialize variables. One thing that will help right away is to think about how this is already similar to calling a method. You're calling a constructor in the new usage. Then it might seem like it adds complexity, but I say it helps to jump right into using curly braces to initialize variables too. This is the opposite aspect that I mentioned. Start by comparing them, and what are the advantages and disadvantages of each? What can you do with one that can't be done with another? Where are they the same? It's these types of comparison questions that will lead to a better understanding. And when you discover a new use, go back and review the other uses. Make sure you firmly fit the new use together with the earlier uses, and you'll find better reinforcement of ideas. The next step is to put your skills into use. Write some code. Use the new syntax in your code. This will give you another association because you'll remember using the syntax in your program and where you used it. The more you put it to use, the stronger your associations will become. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes. And if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating on iTunes, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. You can also comment on any episode at takeupcode.com.